Chapter 1 Concept Clarification. What exactly does a knowledge-based tool manage? Many people simply understand knowledge-based tools as a premium version of a memo app, which narrows their value. Strictly speaking, a knowledge-based tool is a class of software that helps you turn scattered information into a personal knowledge system that is retrievable, reusable, and capable of growing. It is not merely a container for storing notes, but a vehicle for a method about how to capture, how to organize, and how to recall. In other words, choosing a tool is essentially choosing a knowledge workflow. We must distinguish the difference between a note tool and a knowledge-based tool. The former leans toward casual recording, with the focus on writing quickly. The latter leans toward systematic, with the focus on being well-connected, findable, and usable. A note app that only records without connecting often turns into an information graveyard after 3 years, whereas a truly useful knowledge base makes old notes repeatedly resurface within new projects. This difference determines which dimensions we should care about when comparing tools. We also need to clarify a common confusion. A knowledge-based tool is not the same as a document collaboration tool. Products like online documents excel at multiple people editing one material simultaneously, but their capability for personal knowledge sedimentation may not be strong. Conversely, many local-first bidirectional link notes are weak in collaboration. When comparing tools, first think clearly whether you want an external brain for personal thinking or a canvas for team alignment, and the conclusion will be entirely different. Finally, the boundaries of knowledge-based tools are blurring. Today's leading products mostly cover notes, documents, databases, and even Kanban boards at the same time. Therefore, when doing a horizontal comparison, we cannot only look at single-point features, but must evaluate what its backbone is: database-driven, bidirectional link-driven, or minimalist recording-driven. Seeing the backbone clearly prevents you from being led astray by the long checklist of feature boxes. Chapter 2 Underlying Logic: Trade-offs Among Three Types of Knowledge Tools. Abstracting the mainstream products on the market, they can roughly be grouped into three types: document type, bidirectional link type, and lightweight type. Behind each type is a different knowledge philosophy, and understanding this logic is more useful than memorizing a spec sheet. Document type believes structure comes first, bidirectional link believes connections emerge, and lightweight believes recording is justice. Document type tools, represented by Notion and Feishu Docs, center on blocks and databases. You build a project with one page and manage tasks with a database, and everything is in order. Their strength is combining knowledge and workflow into one, while the weakness is that when the structure is too heavy, jotting down a sudden idea becomes ritualistic and easily discourages use. Bidirectional link tools, represented by Obsidian and Logsec, center on bidirectional links and local files. Each note you write is a file, and they are woven into a network through links. Their strength is letting knowledge naturally emerge connections, while the weakness is that getting started requires some learning cost, and native collaboration is weak, making them more suitable for people who treat knowledge as a long-term asset. Lightweight tools, represented by Evernote, Apple Notes, and Yook, center on low threshold. Open and write, search and find, almost zero burden. Their strength is fast capture and stable cross-device sync, while the weakness is limited structuring and connection capability, and they easily pile up over time without forming a network. They are suitable as an inbox, not necessarily as a thinking hub. The three types have no absolute superiority, only fit differences. A common misjudgment is to use the convenience of lightweight tools to demand bidirectional link tools, or to use the depth of bidirectional link tools to dislike document tools. They were simply not designed for the same thing. The first lesson of tool comparison is to admit the categories first, then discuss trade-offs. Chapter 3 Professional Analysis, a horizontal matrix review of six mainstream tools. This section uses a reusable knowledge tool adaptation matrix, abbreviated KTAM, to make a horizontal comparison of six common tools. KTAM scores across five dimensions: data autonomy, structuring capability, connection emergence, collaboration convenience, and onboarding cost, with reverse scoring where lower is easier. Each dimension is scored from 1 to 5, and the scores come from a comprehensive magnitude judgment of public reviews and community self-reports, not a single authoritative experiment. First, look at the magnitude data. According to the comprehensive magnitude of several public industry reviews and community surveys, the sample magnitude is at the 1,000 level of knowledge workers, and the source types include vendor public documents, independent reviews, and user community self-reports. Among people using local first bidirection link tools, about 62% list data autonomy and long-term portability as their top consideration, while among people using cloud documents, about 71% list collaboration convenience as the top. The core demands of the two groups are clearly divergent, which is exactly where the value of categorical comparison lies. Putting the six tools into the KTAM matrix, Notion scores data autonomy 2, structuring 5, connection 3, collaboration 5, onboarding 3, Facio docs data autonomy 2, structuring 5, connection 3, collaboration 5, onboarding 2, Obsidian data autonomy 5, structuring 4, connection 5, collaboration 2, onboarding harder, Logsec data autonomy 5, structuring 4, connection 5, collaboration 2, onboarding harder, Evernote data autonomy 3, struct.